From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New security rules are taking effect at some airlines in reaction to yesterday's foil terror plot in Detroit. Passengers will be required to stay in their seats an hour before landing. The new regulations were announced a day after a Nigerian man allegedly tried to ignite an incendiary device on a Northwest Airlines flight as it was circling to land. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The man at the center of it all is a 23-year-old Nigerian named Abdul Abdulmutallab. He started in Nigeria and then boarded a transatlantic flight in Amsterdam and apparently tried to ignite some sort of incendiary device as the plane made its final approach into Detroit. Passengers tackled him, the flight crew used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames, and the FBI has been questioning him. Officials tell NPR that the suspect claimed he was sent by al-Qaeda to detonate a device on a U.S. airline, but they haven't been able to confirm his claims. Law enforcement officials are searching an apartment associated with him in central London, and officials tell NPR that they are tracking some of his past travel to see if he has terrorist ties. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at Washington Reagan National Airport. She says officials are not saying what kinds of extra precautions they'll be taking, but passengers seem to be confident about security at the U.S. airports.
A lot of people seem to be relieved that this was a plane that originated in Europe, and they felt that, you know, they had more confidence, rightly or wrongly, in security screening procedures here in the States. Although one woman said, you know what, even if it was a domestic flight, no matter, you just got to have faith.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden. There are reports from Iran of a series of violent clashes in Tehran between security forces and opposition supporters who are protesting the outcome of the June election. They come as Shia Muslims prepare to celebrate the festival of Ashura. The BBC's John Lime reports.
Opposition sources are building a picture of increasingly widespread and violent clashes. The opposition had always intended to use this religious festival to show their continued defiance of President Ahmadinejad's government, though many of the chants are now against the supreme leader himself, Ayatollah Khamenei. Government forces are said to be reacting aggressively. They've been beating protesters with batons, smashing car windscreens of any motorists giving support, and there are reports that shots have been fired in the air in central Tehran to try to disperse the protesters.
The BBC's John Lime reporting. NATO says it has killed a Taliban commander in a pre-dawn gunfight in central Afghanistan. Officials say forces chased down the militant during an operation in an area west of Kabul, exchanged gunfire, and killed him. The battle ended outside a mosque. Separately, the U.S. military announced today the death of another soldier in Afghanistan who was killed on Christmas Day. This is NPR News. Thousands of people across Asia have been mourning those lost in a tsunami 5 years ago today. That event claimed more than 230,000 lives in more than a dozen countries around the Indian Ocean rim. Mosques in Indonesia were filled with mourners. Sri Lanka observed 2 minutes of silence. And in Thailand, hundreds of people returned to the beaches of Phuket to mark the moment the tsunami struck. Buddhist monks chanted prayers as others looked on and wept. It's that time of year again, time for thousands of volunteer birders to go out and count birds. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
The National Audubon Society asks volunteers to go out, pick an area that's 15 miles in diameter, and see how many birds they can count in a day. Pam Perry, a wildlife biologist in northern Minnesota, says it's just part of Christmas.
I mean, you can only eat so much, and then you've got all the presents open and that. And for people who like to be outdoors and who like to be kind of adventuring out there, that's why bird watchers love to do that and love to go see what they can find. And every year is a little bit different.
In recent years, for instance, she says her part of the country has heard a growing number of these. Northern cardinals. The bird count helps researchers track how climate change and other environmental factors affect the cardinals and other birds. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Scientists are keeping a close eye on a volcano in the Philippines that they say could erupt within days. They're urging tens of thousands of people who evacuated their homes to stay in shelters. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.